A hotel project on Boulder's University Hill is set to move forward following a Boulder City Council study session last night. KGNU's Ros Brown says while no formal votes were taken, there was unanimous support for the redevelopment project.
The Uni Hill commercial area has had many facelifts, new benches, more artwork, improved lighting, but nothing as dramatic as the nearly 200-room hotel proposed for the corner of Broadway and University. With eight members of City Council present for a study session last night, Council signaled its support for the project. Councilmember Bob Yates said it will complement a conference center and separate 250-room hotel that CU plans to build across the street at Grandview and Broadway.
We all might remember that back around 2015 or 2016, we strongly urged the university to build its conference center on the hill and not over on Folsom Street. And they observed back to us that given the size of the conference center, there won't be enough rooms, hotel rooms on their side of the street to accommodate all of the conference attendees that they anticipate. And so this hotel is synergistic with the conference center, which is what we insisted on.
A city study found that a hotel would not bring the kind of jobs or revenue that an office or retail development project might bring to the Hill. But Councilmember Aaron Brockett believes the hotel will invigorate the business district, which has one of the highest building vacancy rates in the city.
As somebody who's been on council for 4 years, we've been considering variations of this concept for years now. And I felt like the approach has gotten better at every step. And so I feel like we have the opportunity before us to move forward on a catalytic project that will also have huge synergies with the conference center that the university will be building across the street.
The proposed hotel would replace stores such as Bova's Market, a fixture on the Hill for more than 35 years. The city hopes other existing businesses will move to some of the vacant storefronts farther up the hill, and the hotel developer has agreed to provide $200,000 in relocation assistance to tenants the hotel would replace. Councilmember Sam Weaver noted there would be trade-offs.
Actually quite eager to have this conference center come in because I think we will have a lot of very interesting technical conferences that highlight the work going on at the labs here, the work going on at the university. I mean, there's just a lot to be able to have these kind of technical conferences, and right now they're held outside of town. You know, we can't do the convening that we'll be able to do with this conference center. So I think it's a really important amenity culturally and scientifically for the community that we have at the university. And having hotel rooms that are close by meets a lot of our climate goals.
The city's planning board is scheduled to review a concept plan from the developer in March. It would ideally include selling off the city-owned parking lot at Pleasant and Broadway. That raised concerns from Councilman Member Mary Young, who is worried about transportation for those who will work at the hotels, as well as affordable housing.
As we know with downtown, a lot of those jobs will be shift jobs, evening jobs, so there likely won't be the public transit. And likely, as with a lot of other minimum wage jobs, the people do not live in Boulder.
Business owners on the Hill often struggle because CU students are their primary customers. Some hope the new hotels and conference center will attract more visitors and foot traffic. But Councilman Mark Wallach is waiting to be convinced.
I hope I am incorrect, but I tend to be a little bit of a skeptic as to the extent to which this will actually revitalize the rest of the hill. But having said that, I think the project stands on its own merits. The hill requires some plan of action. There is no plan B. And I don't believe it would be appropriate for us to turn to the Uni Hill community and say, see you next year. This is, you know, we're just not going to move forward on this. I think this project has its own merits, and I support it.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.